This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began amplifying the first point in the outline of the book of Habakkuk. The prophet had an authentic personal relationship with God, as illustrated in the candid, honest, two-way communication seen in the first two chapters. He began by complaining that God had not responded to his cry for help by disciplining the people of God. God responded by implying, "Are you sure you understand what you're asking for?" God declared, "Look at the nations and watch, and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told." Habakkuk 1:5. At first glance, the prophet might have concluded, "This sounds great. God is going to do something unbelievably wonderful." He probably didn't notice that God wanted him to look at the nations. God answered his cry by raising up the Babylonian Empire that was sending their ruthless army to discipline his people. Habakkuk had no doubt heard about the Babylonians, but they were beyond the horizon of his concern. God then opened his eyes to understand the violent, evil nature of the Babylonian army. The more details given, the more confused Habakkuk became. At first, he responded by declaring, "O Lord, are you not from everlasting, my God, my Holy One? We will not die." He affirmed his faith in the God of Israel, who rescued his people and preserved them in the past. He believed he would do it again. But how would this happen if God was sending godless Babylonians to attack his people? His relationship with God was truly being tested.